With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. My name is Derek Brown, and yes, you could tell from the description of this episode, today we're going to talk about DFS. Before we get to the football, though, I know I speak for the entire Fantasy Pros family when I say that our thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin and his family, and we pray for his continued recovery. Hamlin's Chasing M's Foundation, the community toy drive that he has going, the GoFundMe, which originally had a goal of $2,500, has surpassed $7.5 million. That's right. I said $7.5 million. The link will be included in the description of this show. Please go donate. Please keep him in your thoughts and prayers, and we pray for his continued recovery. So I know we're going to talk about DFS. Let's get to the plays. Let's talk about my top 10 for week 18. Number 10, Dallas Goedert. So Dallas Goedert, since he's returned to the Eagles and been in the huddle, 13.5% target share, been kind of forgettable. But the thing about it is Dallas Goedert, absence does not need to diminish the fondness that we should have for Dallas Goedert. We have to remember, this guy is a stud, an elite talent at the tight end position, and he can help differentiate your Jalen Hurts stacks this week. This dude is second in PFF receiving grade amongst tight ends, third in yak per reception, and fourth in yards per route run. Now he gets a Giants defense that's 30th in catch rate, 24th in fantasy points per game, and 20th in yards per reception allowed to tight ends. If you're playing Jalen Hurts, yes, everybody's going to play Slim Reaper, everybody's going to play A.J. Brown, and maybe some Miles Sanders. Dallas Goedert is the piece that can make your Hurts stack different. Number 9, the underrated, the always amazing, Jacoby Myers. Look, I get people are not high on playing New England Patriots outside of playing Mondre and DFS, but Jacoby Myers is a stud. In the 10 games, he has played at least 80% of the snaps. 25% target share, 28% air yard share, 2.18 yards per route run. This week, he runs 69% of his routes against Taron Johnson in the slot. We've talked about this matchup before. Easiest corner matchup on the board against the Bills. 72% catch rate, 108 passer rating allowed. Since week 12, the Buffalo Bills have allowed the 10th most fantasy points per game to opposing slot wide receivers. Don't let him not be in your lineup. Number 8, Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson's been a stud. No other way around it, people. Since week 13, 24% target share, 57.1% end zone target share. That is awesome. We're looking for touchdowns and we're looking for upside. And I understand you're saying to yourself, but Sam Howell is starting. Sam Howell, when we saw him in the preseason, not only did he show mobility with his legs, he showed the ability to push the ball down the field, and I think he's going to do that again this week. If Trevion Diggs is in the back pocket of Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson's going to get a lot of Nashawn Wright. Wright, although he has been playing good, is 6'4". He has a fourth percentile agility score. This is a tall guy that cannot stay with and run with Jahan Dotson on the outside. Give me that matchup all day. Number 7, same game, mini stack option, Tony Pollard. So the Washington Commanders started off this season with a really, really good run defense. Elite, possibly. Since week 12, they have fallen off the map. They're 25th in rushing yards per game, 28th in explosive run rate allowed. We know that's all in Pollard's bag. He's practicing in full, expect him back this week to reprise his usual role. Since week 14, 17 touches per game, 82 total yards. He is elite. regarding whatever efficiency metric you look at. Seventh in fantasy points per opportunity. This dude is third in breakaway runs. Get Tony Pollard into your lineups on a Dallas team that is motivated to win this week. Number six, Cam Akers. He's back, people. Cam Akers is back, baby. We've seen this dude ball out over the last two games, 22 and a half touches, 140 total yards per game. You've been listening to this, you've been reading the primer, you already know my infatuation with the fact that Cam Akers has been crushing it since week 10. He's 18th in yards after contact per attempt, 6th in missed tackles forced, 4th in PFF's elusive rating. And we know you can run on the Seattle Seahawks. Since week 12, 28th in rushing success rate allowed, 23rd in explosive run rate, Cam Akers is going to run wild again in week 18. Before we get to five more players to help you win in DFS, there's one thing all great fantasy managers have in common. That's preparation. Planning is key in everyday life, too. A great way to be prepared for the unexpected is to join Air Med Care Network, America's largest air ambulance membership network. Air Med Care Network providers operate state-of-the-art helicopters that can respond to critically ill or injured patients who need emergency medical transport. These flights can be very expensive, but as an Air Med Care Network member, you won't see a bill for your flight, only when flown by one of their providers. That's right. You'd pay nothing. You could become a member of Air Med Care Network for just $99 a year. And right now, our listeners get an up to an $80 MasterCard or Amazon e-gift card when they join and use the offer code Fantasy Pros. That's Fantasy Pros. No spaces. Make financial peace of mind part of your game plan. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/fantasypros. And now to my top five DFS plays. Number five, Kenneth Walker. Look, they've been limiting Kenneth Walker's snaps. We know he's not fully healthy. Okay, I understand that. He has not been running a lot of routes, 27% route run rate over the last two games. That does not mean that man is not seeing a ton of volume over those two games. 24 and a half carries, 120 rushing yards per game. So we know they're going to feed him on the ground. He's been effective. He's had at least 3.2 yards after contact per attempt in two of his last three games, and the Rams' run defense is not something you need to be scared of. Since week 12, 26th in rushing success rate allowed, 26th in EPA per rush. Kenneth Walker is a really good bet to run for 100 yards again this week. Number four, player we haven't talked about a lot because honestly, he's been dinged up, and after the big explosion we saw in the middle of the season, he's kind of fallen off the map, but week 18 could see a huge bounce back, and that's Chris Olave. He returned from one-game injury hiatus, saw 21% target share, 93.5% route run rate, so a full-time player, and now he gets the Carolina Panthers secondary, which is going to be, again, without J.C. Horn, who is now on the IR. 66% of his routes are going to be run against Keith Taylor and C.J. Henderson, who are giving up both above 70% catch rates and both passer ratings north of 110. Chris Olave could close the book, the chapter on his rookie season with a bang. Number three, Najee Harris. Najee's looking like a different back down the stretch. Since week 10, he's averaging 19.6 touches, 87.5 total yards per game. This dude has been 20th in yards after contact per attempt, 3rd in missed tackles forced over that stretch. Since week 12, you could run on the Cleveland Browns. Not just since week 12, the entire season. But we're going to sit here and give you the recent sample size. 21st in rushing yards per game, 25th in explosive run rate allowed. Najee should eat this week. For a Steelers team that is motivated to win, to possibly make the playoffs, get Najee into your lineups. Number two, Deebo Samuel. Talking about players coming back and having big games, I think Deebo's in line for a good one this week. He's practicing in full, and we have not seen him with Brock Purdy. He only played about a half a game with Brock Purdy since he's been the starter. But Deebo, this is a matchup he should feast in. He still leads the team in yak despite the missed time. He's third in yak per reception among wide receivers. Why does this matter? Because Arizona can't tackle. They allow yak in bunches, and they run a ton of zone coverage. Since week 15, they've operated in zone coverage on 66 to 72% of their snaps. Deebo has seen almost 72% of his target volume against zone. Against this coverage type, 12th in PFF receiving grade and 18th in yards per out run. Deebo should light it up in week 18. And number one, the man, the myth, the legend, the one that we can never leave off this list, Justin Jefferson. Now, look, I get that there's a little bit of trepidation about the Minnesota Vikings' motivation here. Justin Jefferson should be motivated to explode this week. Coming off a down game versus Jaire Alexander, Jefferson should put all that in the rear view with a massive performance. He is 194 receiving yards away from breaking Calvin Johnson's single season receiving yardage record. I think this is a game where the Vikings are going to push. They're going to push for that record. And the matchups all lend itself. Chicago's secondary has been banged up. They cannot stop any wide receivers. Jefferson has been crushing, and I know 194 receiving yards sounds like a lot, and yes, it is, but Jefferson has been putting up massive yardage totals the entire season. In this spot, look for the Vikings to push it for the record. All right, everyone, good luck at DFS this week. I'll see you at the top.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.